I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Seth, we had Nick Caserio on the other day, and one of the big topics was Nick Caserio on the headset in games. He was very enthusiastic to answer your question about how big a topic is this, how much do you need to talk about this with prospective head coaches, Nick Caserio being on the headset during games. Here's part of his answer.
My philosophy and goal has always been to just provide information where necessary, be a resource, and be as helpful as possible, whatever that constitution is. I'm a very amenable person, very open-minded, but ultimately you just want to make sure you try to get things right during the course of the game. And candidly, there's been times when I've been wrong and I've made a lot of mistakes as well. So we all try to learn from that. So I don't think it's a big mystery. I'd say there's other people throughout the league. They have either their analytics person or somebody from their personnel department maybe doing some of the same things. I think what happens is it maybe gets a little bit magnified because of my quote-unquote title and my role.
All right, so that was Caserio talking about, that was a small snippet of what was a really long answer, and I would encourage you, if you haven't heard the interview yet, it was the best interview he's done with us so far, Nick Caserio. It's from our Tuesday podcast. You can go check that out, sportsradio610.com, or download our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I put up a poll, Seth, for the fans. You know these things get people worked up, like Nick Caserio's on the headset. No, he's a draconian dictator on these guys. On game day, would you rather your general manager, these are the choices, and I get it, it's more nuanced than this, but just in general, I want to see what people were thinking about this. In general, this is just for Texan fans, NFL fans overall, would you rather your GM be, one, in a suite, watching from afar, sitting in a suite with no involvement in the game day operations, a la Rick Smith, or two, in the coach's box, on the headset, part of the game day operations, a la Nick Caserio? What do you think the people would rather have?
I bet it's 50-50.
Close to 50-50.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that would have been affected by Caserio explaining it or not. The way you presented it does make it sound like, oh, so my GM's just a stuffed suit sitting up there schmoozing with the
executives. Is it me mentioning the actual suit?
Yeah, I think so. There's something about the suit. Yeah.
I wanted people to have a visual.
Yeah. So 50-50. And I suppose
58% want the suit up in the
want
suite.
The suit. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that people have against, I think, Caserio specifically being on the headset and all that is this perception that Caserio like just wants a yes man to be the head coach, and that somehow Caserio is going to be, you know, pulling Pinocchio's strings up there like a marionette master up from the press box. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I understand that is people's concerns. And that's why when they interview Josh McCown, people get worked up about it because they're fearful that somehow we're always going to have this strange dynamic of a coach who's more of like a beta dude who's being controlled by the general manager. That in and of itself doesn't scare me, as long as like Nick Caserio were an actual genius that could actually be good at that. But like that part of it doesn't make me as nervous, although it's less common for a setup like that to work out.
Yeah.
So that's where, yeah, I think that's what people's fear is.
Clint Shane had a great tweet about this. Our friend Clint Shane, at Clint Shane on Twitter. Same people grumpy about Caserio in a headset were bitching about Rick Smith sitting next to Bob McNair during games.
Yeah.
I would love to know that Venn diagram, like how much crossover there is of people who are complaining about both things.
Well, and I think that's important. I'm glad Clint said that because think of it this way. I think one of the other knee-jerk things is that people think, okay, well, what good head coach is going to want to come to a team where Nick Caserio is in his ear, because the perception is that Caserio is telling him what to do. I don't think that that would be the scenario if it were actually a veteran head coach. I think Nick genuinely would kind of figure out what the right level of involvement is. But this is what a veteran head coach will know. That instead of, like it was with Gary Kubiak, where the head coach is down on the sideline making the decisions that may or may not get him fired, and he has to look up at the owner's box and see his counterpart, the general manager, schmoozing with the owner the whole game.
Yeah.
Explaining potentially like why it's Kubiak's fault and not the GM's fault, like all those things. I think most head coaches would prefer that the GM actually be involved and know what's going on.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons the Patriots scouting, or I should say their personnel department, I think has done well over the years. Obviously, Tom Brady has a lot to do with it.
Sure.
Tom Brady makes everybody else look better. And I think the Patriots haven't done... The Patriots' draft record is a little bit harder to evaluate than I think people realize, because they're drafting people onto a good football team where it's harder to make the team. They're looking for a specific type of player. I think they're willing to cut strings on higher draft picks earlier than other teams because they're already a really good football team, or at least they were. So because of that, I think that sometimes the Patriots' personnel department doesn't get the credit they should. One of the things that the reasons that it's been good is that the personnel people understand better what the football people, what the coaches are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of teams where the personnel people and the coaches aren't quite on the same page. And when one guy says, I want an agile player, his counterpart on the coaching staff thinks differently of what an agile player is or an explosive player or things like that. So the more you can intertwine the personnel department with the coaching, I'm actually all for that.
Odyssey NFL insider and Hall of Famer Michael Irvin joins us in about a half hour, 8:45. We'll ask him about Josh McCown as an NFL head coach. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf. All right, we roll on here on a Football Friday here on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610. David Culley just finished up an interview with our sister station in Kansas City. No, he didn't interview for a head coaching job. He interviewed with our sister station in Kansas City. What did he have to say about Nick Caserio's decision to fire him, and what's next for David Culley? You'll hear straight from David Culley next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you, Football Friday. Michael Irvin joins us in about 25 minutes. We'll see what he thinks about Josh McCown being a head coach in the NFL. Texans interviewed him yesterday. We'll talk more about that as we roll on with the show here. But the guy who McCown would be replacing, David Culley, just went on our sister station in Kansas City, which also happens to be 610 Sports Radio, sort of the bizarro Sports Radio 610. They do a great job up there. He was on the morning show with those guys. Of course, he was an assistant coach in Kansas City under Andy Reid, so he's got relationships up there. Here is David Culley just moments ago on Nick Caserio's decision to pull the plug on the David Culley era.
The disappointing thing about my 1 year here was this, is that I'm only disappointed that I didn't get the opportunity to do what I felt like they hired me to do, and that was to make them a winner again. And I felt like we were on the right track. I felt like we were doing the things that needed to be done to do that. But again, the general manager felt like that philosophically that we needed to go in a different direction to get that done. And that's his choice to do that. And I respect that. And so I moved on, you know.
So we've now gotten the word philosophically from the reports and straight from David Culley there, that it was something philosophically that was askew.
We need to bring Dusty Baker in, since he's the only head coach or general manager who's cited an actual philosopher at any point in the last 30 years.
Camus. Called him Camus.
Who's a notoriously cynical philosopher, I guess, from the 20th century.
Yes.
I don't know. Dusty Baker knows. We don't know.
Yep.
So these philosophical differences. I don't think there. It wasn't like the difference between nihilistic existentialism and something else. It was, it's got to be something about how they're going to go with the future, whether or not accepting penalties to get an extra third down matter. I have no idea what these philosophical differences
are. It would be great if it was stuff like existentialism. Like, you know, David and I were just sitting around talking one day. We were chopping up some Socrates. And it turns out we have very divergent views on that.
You know, you would think that a guy like Jack Easterby wouldn't be much into utilitarianism, but there's surprising parallels between that and Christianity.
I realize I didn't ask the right questions before I took this head coach coaching job.
I'm going to go sit in a cave for 365 days till we can get on the same page.
Figure
philosophically.
Yep. Here's a.
What do you think the philosophical differences were? Most likely,
I think the coaching staff had a lot to do with it. I think David Culley. This is one of those things where, what is it? The Occam's razor. The obvious answer is the right answer. I think there's a few things, but I think the thing that set it over the edge and the reason why the reports went from likely he's back to he's fired.
Yeah.
I think the way he handled questions about Tim Kelly and the coaching staff the last 2 weeks of his time here were borderline deplorable, if you want to know the truth, especially knowing who's probably pulling the strings on those decisions. Like, David Culley knew he was getting out of his lane, I think. I don't know. But it's David Culley, so who knows? But it would seem logical that he's in the building every day. He knows who's running things over there. He had to know that he was getting out of his lane when he was saying things like 100% Tim Kelly would be back. He wanted the whole coaching. Seth, they were 4-13. He wanted the whole coaching staff back, you know, next year. Hey, let's have another big barbecue again in 2022. I think that was what put it over the edge.
Well, and then you wonder, okay, maybe the Texans only ever planned for David Culley to be around 1 or 2 years anyway. Let's say that's hypothetically the case. I wonder if they did just underestimate how hard it is to hire a puppet. You know, that it's not so simple to hire somebody that's just going to go out and do your bidding no matter what. And like when that's the guy down on the sideline getting all the heat and all the scrutiny and all the pressure, that it's just not so easy. It's like I told you, it's like if you go up to a hole and you're like, I'm going to intentionally shoot a bogey and just a bogey. I'm going to be plus one par. Well, all right, if you aim for the rough intentionally, there's a good chance you're going to go off into the woods.
Yep.
The Texans were off up into the piney woods with Culley on this
one.
That's
a good analogy. They asked him on the morning show in Kansas City on our sister station, what's next for David Culley?
On Monday morning, Bob, I'm getting both knees replaced.
Oh.
I should have had it done 4 years ago. My wife had it done 12 years ago. I'm finally getting it done. I actually should have had it done 4 or 5 years ago. I actually had it scheduled here before I got fired. I was getting it done anyway. I'm just going to get it done a week later. Now that I got all this time, I said, listen, there's no need for me to wait. Put me up another week. So they got me going in Monday morning to get those knees replaced. I'm going to get those knees replaced, and I know I'm never going to have any more pain in them, and I'm looking forward to getting those bionic knees. And once I get those bionic knees, I'm not really sure what direction I'm going to go or what I'm going to do. All I do is I love what I've done. I love being the head coach here with the Houston Texans for the year that I have here. I love coaching. And I'm just going to wait after those 2 months of the rehab. I think it's 6 to 8 weeks, they told me. But I told them that I'll be ready way before then.
All right, so good luck to David Culley on Monday with his knee surgeries.
See, there you go again, Sean. You see it? So the doctors tried to tell him what to do.
Yep.
And he said no.
No.
Just like when Caserio tried to tell him what to do.
100%. Like, I will be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Caserio tried to tell me to fire Tim Kelly. I said no.
Right, right.
These schmuck doctors are going to tell me to lay low for 6 to 8 weeks.
You know who can go screw themselves? Science.
So, I'm excited for him to get his knees done.
Sounds excited for him to get his knees done. Yeah,
very. People tend to be pretty happy about it after they get their knees. They've come a long way with that surgery.
Yep,
I get mine done free. Apparently, I just found out.
Like,
for all the crap that ex-players try to complain about with the NFL, it is there are some things that are a pain in the ass sometimes. But, yeah, I get free knee replacements.
Okay. Are you in line? Is that like just a given that you're getting your knees replaced at some point?
At some point, yeah, likely. I'm trying to push it off. They say that you try to push it off as long as you can because you're going to have to get them redone. So they in a very polite way, they say, like, look, If you get it when you're 50, then you'll probably have to get like a couple more before you die. So wait until you're closer to death, so you don't have to get it done as many times.
Do you want to hear his Andy Reid story?
David
Culley.
Yes, I do.
Okay, David Culley.
Really do.
David Culley was asked. This is from Fesco in the Morning, the morning show. Bob, who you heard him refer to in that previous cut, is Bob Fesco, who's one of the morning hosts there. They asked him for a good Andy Reid story. The lead-in was funny because they said, you know, so-and-so's got a story about Andy Reid eating two steaks. So-and-so's got a story about Andy Reid chugging a two-liter thing of Coke. So apparently every good Andy Reid story has something to do with food. David Culley's story is no different.
I'm a big Hershey's chocolate guy, okay? And when I was in Philadelphia, I happened to have a buddy that worked with Hershey. And he used to bring me all kinds of Hershey candy.
Nice.
And usually when he would bring that to me, and when we would have staff meetings and offensive meetings, we would sit down, and during those meetings, at some point, Andy would say, David, do you have any of those Mr. Good bars? I says, Coach, I got plenty. And I had the miniatures, and I would set those Mr. Good bars in a meeting. We would be watching videos, studying and whatnot. And all of a sudden, I would bring those miniatures in there and set them down, and it must have been 40 or 50 of them. And Andy and I would just sit there and just go through them while we're watching the video. And finally, Tammy, his wife, said something to me one time because Coach threw me under the bus about telling her it was me that was giving him all of that those Mr. Good bars. And so, but I know this, he loved those Mr. Good bars.
Dude. That's how, that's how you stay employed for as long as David Culley did in the NFL.
He's the one they call Mr. Goodbar. He's the one that makes you feel right. Culley's the one they call Dr. Goodbar.
He's bringing Andy Reid the good stuff. The least surprising thing in all that was Andy Reid devouring 40 Mr. Goodbars. But David Culley having a hookup with the Hershey Corporation, that doesn't surprise me. Like, he's just the nicest guy.
He's the nicest guy, but it's one of those crazy things where it's true. Like, you're talking about guys that are making, you know, millions and or hundreds of thousand dollars per year, but because Culley had a hookup with the Mr. Goodbar guy, that's how he was able to have the good bars. You know, otherwise,
right,
there's no way you can go out to a store and buy a bag of them or anything.
Dude, how high was the mountain of rappers on the table in front of Andy Reid with unlimited Mr. Goodbars?
He was so happy to basically have contributed to Andy Reid's diabetes.
Oh, my God. Is it any coincidence that Andy Reid started to trim down once Culley went to Buffalo and bought? Like, Andy Reid started trimming down in the last few years, right? Comparatively.
I bet Andy Reid's wife was pissed at Culley.
But it sounds
like. That wasn't like a little bit of fun. Like, she's probably at home making, trying to figure out the best meals to make that are healthy. And everything. Like, trying to help out with Andy's blood sugar. Meanwhile, you got Culley feeding him the absolute worst thing for him.
Hey, David, if you're going to feed him all these Mr. Good bars, you can stick the syringe of insulin in his big fat ass. All right?
You can be there for the foot amputation.
That was great.
David?
I would listen to a David Culley podcast. If he wants to just tell stories on a podcast, I would download it. Like, I am going to miss the David Culley press conferences. I'm not going to miss the decisions to, decline penalties to go for it on third down. What?
Sean,
yeah.
As one of our listeners points out, this is exactly Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
This is.
Yes. Biscuits with the Boss.
Yeah, guy, if you didn't watch Ted Lasso, everybody, it's a show on Apple TV that is becoming alarmingly similar to so many things that David Culley did. And I do believe that somebody binge-watched Ted Lasso at some point during the hiring process for David Culley. Because David Culley, oh my God, he brings good bars. Ted Lasso brought biscuits to his boss.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is now required viewing for a Texan fan.
Do we have, Ben, do we still have that My British version of Ted Lasso where David Culley plays a British soccer coach over.
We'll find. We got to hit the break. Okay. Cool. Yeah, we'll find it.
It's a good one. It was a good one.
It is.
Everybody, stay tuned for British Ted Lasso, which is David Culley with an English accent.
That's right, Bizarro Lasso. All right, Michael Irvin joins us in the next segment. Michael Irvin was taken to task. Michael Irvin was directly blamed for this era of Cowboys football. We'll let you hear it next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
We've got Michael Irvin joining us in about 5 or 6 minutes. He was on First Take earlier this week following the Cowboys lost to the San Francisco 49ers. This was pretty funny. Stephen A. Smith cut a promo on Michael Irvin where he basically blamed Michael Irvin for the Cowboys' sense of entitlement right now.
You are anointed. You, a Super Bowl champion, a Hall of Famer for the Dallas Cowboys. You are anointed people that were not worthy. The Last Dance, Molly, the Last Dance, Michael Irvin, Michael Jordan, what did he say? You got cats coming in here acting like they were rolling with us when we won the championship. You ain't do a damn thing yet. What we did, you just got here. You got to prove yourself. It's your fault just as much as it is everybody else because you anointed people who were not worthy just because they wear that star. You, right now, you are culpable just as much as anybody, and you know it, and you got to deal with it.
It was even more. It was, if you can imagine, it was that, but for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a snippet.
It felt like a courtroom scene from a movie about a murder trial, like where Stephen A. was trying to badger the witness into admitting that he definitely murdered the ethos of the Cowboys.
Were you surprised? Michael was just sitting there kind of smiling the whole time.
Like, he was, well,
like sheepishly smiling.
Michael was kind of, I think, agreeing with Stephen A. as Stephen A. was talking about how all these new Cowboys, these pretenders, have sullied the good name of the Emmitt Smiths, the Troy Aikmans, the Michael Irvins of the world, because they want to walk in the same halls. They want to breathe the same air, and yet they are not the same team. And I think Michael was kind of like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. And then I felt like Stephen A. was just really getting into his flow. Even if Stephen A. annoys you, I think you got to watch this whole bit of performance art, because he was really getting into it. I think he turned it into, on the fly, blaming Michael Irvin himself for mollycoddling all these guys and allowing them to believe that they're more special than they are.
Yeah. 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 It was something else. So Michael Irvin's going to join. I play that because Michael Irvin's going to join us here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Michael Irvin, who single-handedly botched the clock management for the Cowboys, right? according to Stephen A. Smith.
Michael Irvin had tried to set the ball and not hand it to the official. Michael
this
Irvin
is all
committed
Michael Irvin,
14 penalties.
He's been too nice to these guys, apparently. Yeah. Yep. It's all Michael Irvin's fault.
Yep, so he'll join us here.
Go back and blame like Bruce Matthews and Mike Munchak and Robert Brazil for all of the current Texans issues. Like, you guys ruined pro football in Houston.
I know this when you were playing here, you had no idea there'd even be a team called the Texans, but this is your fault. Your fault. So, Michael Irvin will join us here in just a few minutes, brought to you by Driveway.com. Have you noticed that there have been more rumblings about Jim Harbaugh returning to the NFL over the last 48 hours? There's a lot of Harbaugh to the Raiders rumblings going on right now.
Yeah, there's basically somebody respected said that if Harbaugh is offered the Raiders job, he's flat out going to take it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That would be a good hire by the Raiders, I think.
I think it would be. I think that Mark – now, I do fun – it's funny. Mark Davis, funny haircut aside, he's got to be one of the better owners to work for in the NFL, isn't he? I mean, just if only because he'll give you a 10-year contract. I think that he genuinely, like, loves football and cares about winning. And yet there are – like, that's my surface impression. And yet there are all kinds of stories, including the – remember, like, all those executives were fired earlier this year before any of the other stuff came out. There's all these reports that things are just extremely dysfunctional behind closed doors. So I don't know where Jim Harbaugh falls in all that. The 49ers were thought to be kind of a dysfunctional organization back when Harbaugh was doing well. And I don't know what they did to kind of squash some of that or rectify it, or maybe it was all blown out of proportion. I just don't know if Harbaugh would want to step back into that type of a situation.
I do wonder what kind of buzz Harbaugh is getting. Look, unlike all these other candidates that are working for NFL teams, these teams that have openings have to operate differently with assistant coaches and coordinators from other teams. You know, they've got to be upfront about it and make official requests that become very public. Harbaugh is a college coach. You know, the ecosystem. Yeah. Now, I'm sure that they would talk to the University of Michigan, or at least Harbaugh would talk to his employer and say, hey, this is what I'm going to go do. It's just, the process of recruiting and courting and interviewing a college coach is probably more similar to what it is with somebody who's not even on the grid, you know, someone who's unemployed right now. You know, like Brian Flores. Like Brian Flores, I think it's getting put out there that they're requesting to interview Brian Flores because his agent is putting it out there because he's trying to drum up interest. And maybe that's part of what's going on with Harbaugh here, too. Is his agent is feeding things to people like, hey, look over here. I take the Raiders job over here.
But what you're saying is that they can pretty much, they don't have to ask permission or anything. They can just interview him.
Not through the normal channels I think you have to with the NFL. Like, I think the NFL, there's probably more of a procedure in place because it's, you know, you're dealing with one of your other 31 peers as opposed to the University of Michigan is this separate thing over here. I mean, I'm just spitballing when it comes to...
I don't give a damn if the Raiders have an easier or harder time. I just want them to do something interesting.
Yes, which they normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder
if Jim Harbaugh not being rumored to go now, and that's where this perception that maybe people were more correct about. We'll see. But this perception that Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby want to hire a guy that's more moldable would certainly seem to, so far, just by virtue of the candidates for the Texans, it would seem like they probably wouldn't interview a Jim Harbaugh, because they've been interviewing guys who have very little coordinating experience or very little head coaching experience, other than Brian Flores, who, if they hired him, you would feel like, okay, this guy's going to be on the same page with him. He's a New England guy.
Yep.
Of all the non-New England guys that they've interviewed so far,
yeah,
there's only one New England guy that they have interviewed. The other ones have all fallen into that mold, haven't they, where people that have claimed that Caserio would only want to hire somebody that was maybe like secondary in the relationship, those people so far are probably being proven correct, are they not?
Yeah, I think so. You're talking about with the non-Flores candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of those guys, which one do you think would have the best? Like the ones, and I'll throw O'Connell in there, even though they haven't interviewed him yet. Like, which one of the guys that they've, of the six, of the five that aren't Flores, is there one that you feel has the inside track at this thing? Like, if they said, we're done, we interviewed O'Connell today, so these are our six guys: McCown, O'Connell, Gannon, Lombardi, and Hines Ward.
I don't have a single clue, because you don't even really know exactly what those guys stand for, what their philosophies are, other than just their minimal performance as coordinators or not at all. You just don't know much about them. The fact that they've interviewed Josh McCown a second time now for a head coaching position, as atypical as it is and as weird as it is, and I know that you're cautioning and saying, look, don't overreact to just an interview. I have no choice but to overreact to the Texans potentially doing something very unorthodox, because that's all they've been doing the last couple years, is making unorthodox hires. It feels like, even though it shouldn't be, it feels like Josh McCown might be the front runner. He might be the one that I'm least surprised if it happens. And this
Think
is
about that. Think yeah, about is, that.
But this is where I feel guilty, Sean. There's a part of me that's like, you know what? Just pour it on. Pour the fuel to the fire. It's more drama. It's interesting. But I also get to go to the games for free. I mean, I get paid to watch these football games and to cover this team. So for me, there is a little bit of like, okay, well, I'm not spending my hard-earned money on tickets. I'm not buying jerseys of guys to wear. So there's less of a downside for me. I think for a lot of Texans fans, if they hire Josh McCown, it might be the nail in the coffin in terms of, okay, who's actually running this show? Why are you telling me that Easterby's not involved in it at all, when everybody's going to think that this is an Easterby move? And what the hell is going on, where you hire a guy who not only doesn't have any coordinating experience, doesn't even have any full-time coaching experience, like as a high school coach even. Like, this guy doesn't even know if he likes working as a football coach, and he's being interviewed for the job.
We go to the Flying Fish Restaurant hotline right now, our Odyssey NFL Insider, Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Michael, the Hall of Famer, Irvin, great to talk to you, Mike. Hey, we're talking this morning about, I don't know if you've seen this news, Josh McCown, former quarterback for 20 years in the NFL, interviewed for the Texans head coaching job. This is the second time in 2 years he's interviewed for the head coaching job. What are your thoughts on that, Michael? A guy with 20 years of experience in the league but no experience as a coach, being viewed as a guy who could wind up with this thing.
You see that silence I just gave you? For that situation, that would be that'd be a shocker. That would be a shocker. As much as we talked about what happened last time, to bring in Josh McCown, that had never, ever, ever had a head coaching job. And we talked about some of the rookie mistakes that even David Culley made, and you got to expect that Josh McCown, who's never coached, period, will make some of those mistakes. That would be a shocker, buddy.
Yeah, and Michael, one thing I was trying to explain earlier, and you've probably seen this even way more than I have, it's the fact that he hasn't even coached full-time. freaks me out the most.
In the locker room. Yeah, but
what's
how do
that?
You sell it in the locker room? How
yeah, well,
do you
yeah.
sell that in the locker room?
Well, and I guess, yeah, like, think about the guys you know that have tried, like, they've tried coaching, and then they realize, oh, wow, this is different than what I thought it was. Like, it, being a full-time right. coach in the NFL or college even, it's just, it's a much different time commitment and energy commitment than you have as a player.
And that's true, but also, you don't even know these kinds of pressures. I always, like I said, the hardest thing in the world is POTUS. From 2 to 33 are NFL head coaches. You've never been under this kind of heat and pressure, and you're just thinking you can step up and do it. It's just, man, it would be crazy. It would be absolutely crazy.
Michael Irvin joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Here is our Odyssey NFL insider, of course, the Hall of Famer. So, Michael, look, you've been all over the place in the aftermath of that Cowboys loss to the 49ers last week. Look, as somebody, you're a Cowboys legend, obviously. So there's the actual game itself. There's how the Cowboys handled it afterwards. As somebody who's inextricably linked to the Cowboys, what's the most embarrassing part for you about what went down on Sunday?
Make no mistakes about it. Now, because I knew San Francisco was a good match, and I thought it was a bad matchup for Dallas, just because of the way they play the game. Dallas defense is a turnover defense. And Kyle Shanahan can control Jimmy Garoppolo. And after Jimmy threw that interception, he was like, okay, that's it. We're not throwing the ball anymore. They were able to just run, win the game. Losing a game is bad. And then losing it the way they lost with that thing happening the last 14 seconds just piled on and made it even worse. So all of it, if you ask me, and yes, I've had to deal with that aftermath. I've been all over the country doing those, dealing with guys like Stephen A. pointing and laughing at the fans because they were crying in the stands. He's like, well, what other fan base is crying? It's a football game. I said, don't you understand? That's how they love the Cowboys. You can't be mad at this fan base because they so love the Dallas Cowboys and other fan bases. Another fan base may not love their team where you're seeing them crying like that. That's why it's such a draw because people, they just love it. I feel bad for those guys. Though. And I wish I was on the football field and I would have fixed that for them.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, Michael. My feeling, as the clock has stopped with 14 seconds at the San Francisco 41-yard line, and my feeling was, take two shots at the end zone. Don't try to get cute. I'm guessing as a Hall of Fame wide receiver, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Would it made, obviously, in retrospect, it would have made more sense to do that. But at the time, what were you thinking they'd do? Take a couple shots at the end zone or do what they did?
No, I like what they tried because they're right. At the 40-yard line, I'm throwing two Hail Marys. But for Coach McCarthy to stand up there and say, well, you know, it is definitely a better play to try to get one good shot, maybe from the 30 or the 25, than take those two shots from the 40. I agree with him there. Mm-hmm. But what is it going to cost you to get to the 25? So don't just toss to me the two options. Also implement and make sure you put in the equation what it will cost me to try to get to that 25-yard line. And that's exactly what happened. They didn't fully have enough in the bank to pay the price, and now they came up insufficient funds, the game ran out, and then they're up there calling and blaming on everybody. Like, come on, man, you lost that game. I'm not even so crazy about those last 14 seconds. I'm talking about you had 59 minutes and 44 seconds, 46 seconds before that.
Yeah.
Michael, we played a little clip from First Take. Not the one you were talking about where Stephen A. was just mercilessly crushing those poor Cowboys
yeah,
fans. And nobody cool nobody thing. Feels more cool for good. Cowboys fans than me.
Hey, good fan.
What is it like? Look, okay, Stephen A., you know, like he really plays it up with his hatred for the Cowboys. And you know that at least some of it's just performance. But when you're sitting there in the studio with Stephen A., is it hard to keep that in mind? Because he's really, really good at it. Like, do you do breathing exercises beforehand or something?
Yeah. Stephen A., he's so funny. He's funny. He's a funny dude. And everybody, I mean, especially the Cowboys fan base. They just get so caught up in it. So caught up in it. It's absolutely funny. It's crazy. Now, listen. Yeah, I know he loves to just juke the Cowboy fans because it gets they get some response with it. It's just what it is. The best thing that the Cowboys could have done was win that game. And dude, let me tell you, could you imagine if the Dallas Cowboys had won that game and they were going back down to Tampa? That would have been the highest rated game probably in the last 10 or 20 years.
Oh yeah, no, it would have been. Look, no disrespect to the Cowboys, Michael. These four games this weekend are. This is a great schedule of games this weekend coming up in the divisional round.
Oh, great! Well, and you know why you're saying that? Because every visiting team can really come up and win the game.
Yes,
Tennessee can lose to Cincinnati. You know, Kansas City can lose to Buffalo. Tampa, I think, will lose to the Rams. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And Green Bay certainly can lose to San Francisco. It's across the board. Now, I don't think all of that will happen, but I guarantee you one or two of them will happen. And I'm going to pull the Rams out if you ask me which one of those teams have the best chance.
There you go. Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline is where you find him. Driveway.com is who brings him to you. Head to driveway.com today. Shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide. Driveway.com's nationwide inventory. Michael, we appreciate you, man. We can't wait to break down what all went down this weekend when we talk to you next Friday. Appreciate you jumping on.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend of football. It really is, man.
No
doubt. You guys.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Michael Irvin joining us here on the program. All right, we head into the 9 o'clock hour. Landry played a little game yesterday on their show, Seth, and as I'm listening, I'm like, I would like to share my take and get Seth's take on this. Because Davis Mills, I think, is a big reason why they're swapping out David Culley, and I'm guessing Davis Mills is something that they're trying to make a selling point to the next head coach. Would you trade Davis Mills for ... We'll fill in the blank with a few names next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.